And this morning we, as we've done in previous years here at Peace, each person has received a palm branch. We're going to read about those palm branches in our text here right off the bat, our gospel reading, John chapter 12. What is the palm branch about? It was a sign of victory. The palm branch was put on all the coins and usually had the Caesar or emperor also placed on there, and it was a sign of the emperor won. So when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, they waved their palm branches saying, he is the king, he is victorious. But they didn't realize why he was victorious. Jesus was not about politics, and he had no political agenda. He was a spiritual king and gave spiritual victory and overcame death 1 week later after Palm Sunday. That's what this is about, victory, victory over death. So let's read about that, our gospel text, John chapter 12. And also I would share with you too, typically in our Palm Sunday worship, we kind of have a festive walking around of the palm branches, and we place them in the receptacles up front. Today for our worship, we're going to stay seated, stay in our positions throughout the worship service, but at the end, take your palm branches, and as you are ushered out, the ushers will guide you past the receptacles. You can place them in there, or you can take them home as well to celebrate Palm Sunday. Let's read about that first Palm Sunday. John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the entire world has gone after him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.